Kevavavasr Perik Vav Mishnah Vav. Similar to the previous Mishnah, here you have two people who are sharing a plot of land that functions like a vegetable patch. So Mr. A has what's called the outer vegetable patch, outer meaning closer to the public path, and Mr. B has the inner one, meaning that he'll have to walk through the middle of Mr. A's vegetable patch to get to his vegetable patch. The picture's clear, right? And straightforward like that. Mishesh lo gina lifnim beginasa shel chavero. Mr. B has his vegetable patch, which is within Mr. A's vegetable patch. Meaning, again, that when Mr. B wants to go to get to his vegetables, he'll have to walk through the middle of Mr. A's vegetable patch. So nichnas b'shash derech min adam nichnasin. First of all, you only can go in there in normal times. It's again daytime hours. The people are doing gardening. There's no reason why you should be in my backyard in the middle of the night. What are you doing out there? People in garden at night. That looks iffy. The yotzim mishash b'nei adam yotzin. He has to get out when it's finished time to do, when the time for gardening is over, which is nighttime. Veino machnes v'socho tagarin. Mr. B has rights to walk through Mr. A's patch to get to vegetables. That's fine. But he can't bring more than himself in there, because if he brings more people, then it's going to cause that much more damage to Mr. A's petunias. So therefore, you're not allowed to bring the tagarin, the merchants, in. Again, the idea is he's got a cucumber growing, garden back there, and he wants to load up all the cucumbers on some guy's wheelbarrow who, pay him, to take away the cucumbers. So Mr. B is not allowed to have the tagar, the merchant, with his wheelbarrow, whatever the story, love that for wheelbarrow. The point is that the extra people coming in to purchase the vegetables, Mr. B has to bring all the vegetables out and give it to the tagar, the merchant standing outside. Okay? Lo yikanes mitocha letoch sada acheres. Mr. B can't, he only has the right to walk through Mr. A's vegetable patch as much as he needs rights to access his own garden. But he can't just use it as a shortcut and say, anyway, since I have rights to my vegetable patch in B, so Mr. B can't then walk through A's garden and keep on going and using it as a shortcut. Let's say analogous to the Kapandaria, the shortcut we talked about in the end of Brachas there. The point is, just because you have rights to walk through my fields, only because if you need to get to your vegetable patch, not because you still want to get to the other side of town and you think it would be fun to use my place as a shortcut. Because obviously it's the detriment of A's vegetable patch to have traffic through there. He's trampling on things and so on. Okay? Now, Mr. A, although he has to give right of way to B to walk through the middle of his vegetable patch, that doesn't mean he needs to leave an unplanted area. He can plant the middle path where Mr. B is walking through, and Mr. B is expected not to cause unnecessary damage, and Mr. A is allowed to cause minor obstruction, and he can grow something there that, I guess is durable enough to survive trampling on some level. Onions on the ground, let's say. I don't know if Mitzvah is the onions, but whatever it is. Something that, we're not talking about pansies, we're talking about something that would survive traffic, obviously. Now, Naslo Derech Minatzad Midash Neham. If instead of the previous case where Mr. B has rights to walk through A's garden, but it's going to mean walk through the middle of his garden somewhere, and they come to an agreement and they say, listen, Mr. A says, Mr. B, you can come and go as you please, but I expect you not to walk through the middle of my garden and be damaging things. I'm giving you a path on the side, and you will walk exclusively on that path, please. That's the case here. So Nasno Lo Derech means Minatzad. He, Mr. A, gave him a private, his own access route on the side of the garden, so it wouldn't interfere with A's vegetable patch. Midash Neim. And they both agreed to it. Mr. B can't force Mr. A necessarily, but they have an agreement. This is what the deal is. So therefore, if that's the case, Nichnas B'Shashu Rota, V'Yotza B'Shashu Rota. Now that there's a designated path, so Mr. B can go whenever he wants. Not bothering Mr. A. He's got his own private entrance and exit. He can bring all the traffic he wants in terms of merchants coming into Mr. B's vegetable patch. Because again, all that means is traffic on the beaten path, which is allowed to be beaten. It's allowed to be walked on because it's been given to B for access. On the other hand, even though Mr. B now can come and go as he pleases through that pathway, he still cannot use it as a shortcut to go to another field. In other words, this pathway still remains the property of Mr. A. It's just that Mr. B has unimpeded rights to use it insofar as he needs it to access his vegetable patch. But for other purposes, like as a shortcut, no way, A doesn't have to let him in. And neither A nor B is allowed to plant in that side path. In other words, even though it's Mr. A's property, so long as Mr. B's got rights to use it, sort of exclusive access rights, he can walk there as he pleases, and therefore B can't plant there because it's not his, but A can't plant there because he can't obstruct Mr. B's access. Okay, good.